power gifts. The first one is the gift of faith. Now, the power gifts are here to build up the faith of the body of Christ so that they will believe in the power of God. They will see God bigger. Someone asked me one time, they said, what is the secret to praise? You know, you love to praise, and I do love to praise, but what is the secret to praise? I said, oh, it's very simple. You see God as he is, you will worship him as you ought. The only reason some people don't worship, they don't see God yet. They don't see him big enough yet. They've got a different idea of God. But when you see him as he is, praise is the easiest thing that will happen to you. It just flows. I mean, you just can't help yourself. It's like, he loves me. That God loves me. That God stopped everything and saved me. That God called me out. That God anointed me. Who am I that I can be in the presence of that God? That God is the one who loved me. That God gave his life for me. That blood shed for me. That blood, not any blood, but the blood of the King of the universe, the one who said, let there be light, and there was light, and the evening and the morning were the first day, the one who threw the stars out in their place and called them all by their names and numbers the very hairs of your head. And that is the God that chooses you. That is the God that loves you. I don't have a problem when I see God that way. I don't have a problem giving him my everything. Hallelujah. See that word hallelujah, when you break it down, it means to boast and brag and make yourself look foolish to celebrate Jah. That's really what hallel means. It's to boast and brag to the point of making yourself look foolish to celebrate Jah, Jehovah, Jehovah God. And so when you, that's why when you see God as he is, hallelujah is the easiest thing you do. It's not a hard thing. Or let's keep going. So these power gifts are to build up your faith. These power gifts are to get you to see God bigger than you see him. The first one is the gift of faith. Now understand that the gift of faith is not just a person who has faith, it's a person who has the ability to build up your faith. Okay, so let me put it this way. Pastor Clay and I were talking one day about the fivefold ministry: the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. And we were talking about that. And I said, no, the way the fivefold ministry works is each of these don't do things. They're gifted to help other people do things. It's read the rest of that verse in Ephesians. Therefore, the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry. So these are not people who do things. These are people who equip people to do things. So one of those is the evangelist. Does the evangelist go out and win souls? The evangelist teaches other people how to win souls. The role of the evangelist is not... Now, there's a difference in an evangelist and a revivalist. You can be a revivalist and not be an evangelist. That just means you preach in a lot of churches. It means you preach powerfully in a lot of churches. But unless you're training people how to win souls, you're not an evangelist. Because that role means I'm equipping the body of Christ to go out and evangelize. Pastors... That's where we put the rings, if it's a hand, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. The prophet, let's start here. Let's go in order. The prophet is the one who points the way, shows you the ways of God. They're pointing the way. They're not just prophesying over the future and telling your future. They're speaking on behalf of God. The prophet is the pointing finger that is pointing the way of God. He's calling kings out. He's calling presidents out because he's pointing the way of God so the body of Christ will walk in the path of the Lord. Then you have the evangelist who trains people how to win souls. Then you have the pastor. That's the one we put the ring on. It's the covenant relationship. The pastor is not the preacher who comes in, blows up, and blows out. He's the guy who stays and walks with you through the valley and gets you through the hard stuff. He's the guy that cries with you and prays with you and goes to the funeral home and the wedding with you. He's the guy that walks in covenant relationship with you because he's helping you live out a covenant relationship with God by demonstrating a covenant relationship with you. So that's what the pastor does. And then you have the teacher who is teaching you the things of God. You bring all these together and it's covered by the apostle. The apostle is the one who brings kingdom DNA to everything. This is the one who brings kingdom culture to every room. Kingdom culture. We serve a king. We do it a certain way. This is how Christians do it. This is how the kingdom operates. We don't operate the way the world. This is how the kingdom operates.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
You know that you're in the presence of an apostle when everything they talk about is kingdom related, kingdom oriented. They're not seeing things the way everybody else sees them. They're seeing the kingdom within the kingdom. And you put all these together, you've got power in your hand. So understand that these gifts are not just gifts for you to have so that you can wear a what do you call this thing that the pageants wear? Sash? Okay, you can tell I've never worn one. So it's not to wear a sash that says, I have the gift of faith. No, it's not to put on display because you have the gift of faith. Your job is to demonstrate the power of God so that others will have the gift of faith. It's to profit the body of Christ. So the people, that is why, so I'm going to explain something that people have been asking this question for years. Some of you, I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. I'm just telling you that this is what I'm telling you is the truth. Faith healers are strange characters. They just are. They really are. They're different from everybody else. They're not everybody's cup of tea. Faith healers come in and they have this, they're building up the body of Christ. They usually read a few scriptures and tell a lot of stories of people being healed. You know why? If they can't get you to that place that you can join your faith with theirs, then there's no way they can heal you. They know they can't heal you. They know that their gift is not to heal you. Their gift is to raise your faith so that you can be healed. That is their gift. So they build up things in rooms. They get crowds built up. They want everybody to see things and hear things. And they want people to clap. And they'll almost scold you sometimes because you're not worshiping enough. And it's because their gift is not there to heal you. Their gift is to create an environment where faith can rise and faith can soar. And then you can. I've seen people go to healing crusades. I was invited one time to a Benny Hinn crusade in Washington, D.C. A lady that attended our church, her name was Joan Giesen, was the person who worked his miracle line. And I didn't know any of this because I've watched Benny for years, and I just thought that everybody that came out on the stage, he prayed for them and they got healed. But what I didn't realize, they were healed before they walked on the stage. I didn't know all that. So Joan says, Pastor, I want you to come and watch how we do this. Because, so I would watch Benny Hinn get up there and build up that crowd's faith. I mean, the music would swell, the people come. I mean, people got on the buses expecting to be healed. They flew across the country to be healed. Their faith was rising. He would get in that room and he was a little theatrical, yes. And you know, he would get everybody's faith going and sing hallelujah, sing it again. He'd get that room rising high and everybody was waiting on that moment for somebody to be healed. What you didn't see and what I didn't see at the time is there were people with the gifts of healing and miracles that were on his staff. Joan was one of them. And they were praying for people in the back. They would wheel them in wheelchairs. And I saw people getting out of wheelchairs. I saw blinded eyes being opened. I mean, they were real miracles. I asked Joan one time, because she didn't get paid. She did this all on her own ticket. I said, Joan, how do you do this? She said, where else am I going to go and see this many miracles in my life? That's why I do it. We make sacrifices because where am I going to go and God's going to use me to see that many miracles? And he did use her. I mean, it was amazing the prayers this woman would pray. And then when these people would get healed, they would line them up. Benny would bring them out. He would say something over them. They'd get slain in the spirit. The crowd would go crazy, and 10 more people would get healed. Next thing you know, he'd pray for somebody else, they'd fall out, and then he'd wave his arm in a section, and there'd be about 100 people fall out in the spirit, and every one of them get healed. Why? It's the magnet thing I was telling you about. The faith, the gift of faith, is not a person that has enough faith to heal everybody he touches. It's a person that has enough faith in God to build an atmosphere so that when I touch you, and you're believing God, and I'm believing God, these magnets come together and it explodes and God heals you. How many times did Jesus say, your faith has made you whole? How many times did Jesus, he's the creator, he's the Son of God, and he did not even take credit in those moments. He would turn around to the people he touched. He could have said, oh yeah, I know who I am. He could have, no, that's not what he did. He turned around and said, your faith has made you whole because you connected with me. Touch the hem of my garment. That's all you've got to do. Just give me enough faith to touch the hem of the garment. It does. We don't need a band. We don't need a bass and a drum. We don't need a choir. If you've got enough faith to touch the hem of my garment and we can join two people together in a moment of faith, God can do anything that you can believe for.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.